As we've just seen in South Carolina, to combat domestic violence and to prevent fatalities, victims need to have a sanctuary, a place of protection, and the support structure to intervene in a crisis. One state that has found an effective set of programs for dealing with domestic abuse is Massachusetts. In the small towns of Newburyport and Amesbury, there are two crisis centers recognized as one of the most successful domestic violence prevention programs in the country. It's called the Domestic Violence High Risk Team, and it's led by Kelly Dunn, Chief Operating Officer of the Jeannie Geiger Crisis Center. And she joins us now from her office in Newburyport. Kelly, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
How do you get the message out that people who are potential victims of domestic violence have a place to go, have a kind of a safe zone?
The crisis center is really embedded in the community, and we are in the courts every day. So if a victim comes in to seek an order of protection, they're met first with an advocate from our center. So we've been in this community for 20 years, and the services are well known throughout the community.
And part of that message is spread by cooperating with places where domestic violence victims, like the courts, are going to be found. Name some other places that are cooperating with you.
Well, our high-risk team really brings together all of the players in domestic violence. So we lead the project, but with us are our other community partners, including law enforcement, prosecutors, the Certified Betters Intervention Program, the hospital, probation. So we all work together to identify the highest risk offenders in the community and really to provide intervention plans to de-escalate cycles of violence.
And your assessment of that risk comes from, in a sense, extra legal kinds of investigations where you collect facts and determine in a kind of extra legal hearing what the situation is for each individual victim. How does that work?
Right. So first, we identify high-risk cases through the use of risk assessment screening tools. So the tools we use are based off of the work of Dr. Jacqueline Campbell out of Johns Hopkins, which about 30 years of research sets forth what we know to be red flags or high-risk indicators in domestic violence cases. So we use these cases and run our cases through these tools to bring forward the most dangerous offenders. Once those cases are identified through the use of these tools, we use in Massachusetts what's called dangerousness hearings. So these hearings allow us, through a special hearing, to hold an offender pre-trial if they're found to be a danger to the community or to an individual, which is really key for victims of domestic violence. Because after a police call for help, if offenders are released quickly on bail, particularly high-risk offenders, we're going to see victims at high risk. We know that most domestic violence homicides happen 3 months post-separation. This time period often coordinates or is the same time period as a criminal justice process. And so we need to make sure that we've got strong provisions to hold high offenders on high bail or through these dangerousness hearings when the facts indicate that the likelihood to escalate to lethal levels is high.
Kelly, without violating any confidentiality, is there someone in your mind who you are pretty reasonably certain that your programs may have saved her life? Give me a sense of how real that is to you.
We have many cases. We've been operating the program this way for 12 years, and we haven't had a domestic violence homicide since 2002 with the case that actually spurred us to create this model. And as we think about the high risk, the cases on the high risk caseload, of which there are about 150 that have we've intervened in this way, there are many cases I believe would have escalated to lethal levels had we not employed these tactics.
Kelly Dunn is Chief Operating Officer of the Jeannie Geiger Crisis Center. She spoke with us from Newburyport, Massachusetts. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.